Okay, so there is absolutely no way at this point that you can convince me that Roswell is not the basis for Twilight.
Oh yeah, I'm pretty sure I spent more of the time watching this show, like, linking all the parallels between Roswell and Twilight than actually enjoying the story that was happening.
Oh, same. At this point, I'm just picking it apart and I'm like, exactly how does this translate to Twilight?
Yeah.
It is... Twilight is Roswell fan fiction.
Yeah. Just to prove it, I'm going to go write an AU of Roswell if they were vampires, and you're going to realize that it's the same thing.
It feels exactly the same. The only difference is What's-Her-Face, who would be, I guess, the Bella equivalent, isn't being, you know, stalked by vampires.
Yeah, she's not being... Instead, she's being stalked by aliens. Well, she's stalking the aliens more so, I would say.
Yeah, so if anything, she's the villain.
But Bella was also low-key super into the vampires because, like, she did all that research, and she was obsessed with him. Just, like, it was more internal and less, I'm physically stalking you.
I know what you are. Say it out loud. Chupacabra.
Alien.
Welcome back to It's 3 a.m., guys.
A crossover episode.
It worked.
Twilight and Roswell. Sorry. Just thought of that. But yeah. It's 3 a.m. It sure is.
I mean, if it's not obvious, Catherine and I are talking about Roswell. Yeah. We have delved into the rabbit hole that is Roswell and are... Well, I wouldn't say I'm enjoying myself, per se. The first episode, I was quite enjoying myself. Since then... It's been all cool down. It's like when you watch The Hills and then the theme song comes on and you're like bopping to Natasha Bedingfield and then afterwards you're just cooling down the whole rest of the episode.
Oh yeah.
Waiting for, maybe you're watching a marathon, just waiting for the fucking song to come back.
Yeah, like I haven't seen enough of it to say for sure, but like I wanna, like I'm hoping that it's just in that like we're settling into a show and like we gave you all the drama on the first episode and now we have to kind of try and set up a bunch of stuff. And I'm hoping that it's just them settling into like their first season.
Yeah.
But like, yeah, they did the thing where like all the crazy, like a bunch of crazy stuff happened the first episode, so it set you up for the drama, and then like nothing really happened after that.
There's like no drama.
Yeah, it's like a good 5 episodes of just fallout.
Yeah.
Of just, oh, here's 5 episodes of like the aftermath of everything that happened the first episode.
Yeah, and really I only need that in the second episode.
Yeah, second episode, and then third one, move on to something else.
Yeah. Well, I think that's just, I honestly feel like that has to do with the time period in which it was made. Because it was made in the late 90s.
Yeah.
And because of that, their pacing was a little off. Mm-hmm. Our pacing now is a lot more like, you know, get to the fucking punchline.
Yeah,
you really got to get people because we just watch so much now that
we
don't have the luxury of just giving a show like, oh, I'll give it 10 episodes and see how I feel about it.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
like, we don't have that luxury anymore. I mean, I do that sometimes, but I'm stupid.
Yeah, and like shorter seasons also, I feel like, are more common now than they used to be. Like, if you look at older shows, it's basically just a standard for every season to have 20 plus episodes, no matter how long the episodes are. But I feel like nowadays, especially for a first season, the standard is more 10 to 15.
Yeah.
For a lot of shows, at least.
Unless you're on network television, then they usually...
Right.
And if you're a good one that's pulling in the numbers, then they'll give you the full...
Right.
The full series order, but really, they're... Like, most of the episodes are fucking filler anyway.
Yeah.
But...
Yeah, and so that's what it feels like. It feels like, especially today, was just a lot of filler.
Yeah. I agree. Wholeheartedly. Yeah. But, you know, we watched, like, the first 4 episodes, and... I mean, we're gonna continue on with it. We're gonna keep...
Yeah.
We're gonna keep going, but,
I mean, I know people who've watched all of it.
Yeah, that's the funny thing, is, like, people have suggested this show to me numerous times. Yeah.
I mean, aliens in, like, cheesy teen drama, so, like, it makes sense as to why they would.
Yeah, you would think, like, ooh, this would be so much fun.
Yeah.
And I'm like, first episode, again, a lot of fun, really stupid, really, like, a lot of fun, very quintessential 90s.
Right.
And then since then, I've just been waiting for that... like, level of drama or something, and so I'm just like, for this to be about aliens, this is, like, really boring, because all they're like, it's like, we might get discovered, and I'm like, is that gonna be, like, all 50
like,
plus episodes.
I definitely remember when I watched it with friends, when it was, like, later on in the show. It wasn't, like, late in the show. It was still, like, I want to say it was either, like, midway through the first season, or it was the very beginning of season two. I'm not entirely sure. But, like, it was later on in the show. I feel like more was happening. Like, it wasn't, like, still quite the level of drama that was the first episode, but, like, it was more than just, are we going to get found out? Okay. Like, there was more happening. Like, there was more drama with the sheriff and less of just, like, because right now it feels like all the sheriff stuff is more just, like, we're implying that he's really suspicious, and it's that kind of thing that's, like, in the background, more foreshadowing than, like, actual action.
Yeah.
Like, there's no actual action with the sheriff. It's all just, he's there, and he's watching. But, like,
not just
I'm
watching,
pretty sure he,
stalking.
Yeah, but I'm pretty sure he was more actively involved later on. And it could have been too far in the season, because they were still doing flashbacks to the first episode of, like, the whole getting shot and everything.
Yeah.
Because they, I'm pretty sure they just used that through the whole entire first season, honestly, as a flashback.
Yeah. I don't know. Like, again, I feel like it's really just pacing, and they might have picked up later on, like, the speed might have picked up later on after they got a couple fucking notes from the network that were like, hey, you guys, everyone's fucking falling asleep.
Yeah.
So you need to pick it up. Because I'm like, again, it's such an interesting concept with aliens.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Who would you say is your favorite character? If you had to pick one.
Favorite. I mean, I guess favorite right now would be the best friend, just because she's the one who seems to be a driving force for everything right now. Because the main character, she's just so either... Now, I don't have an issue, a complete issue about someone being totally reactive if the fucking things that they're having to be reactive to are, like, a rabbit hole of shit, like Alice in Wonderland level, where you're just, like, it's
like,
just stuff happening
to you. Don't have
to you.
Time to, like, do more than react.
Yeah. You're just like, I just have to deal with this. But
she's just sort of there.
Yeah, that's really all she is. She's just there, like, she's there, she's very monotone, very set, very Bella Swan.
Oh, yeah, she's so Bella Swan. And that's why I think the biggest parallel I drew between Roswell and Twilight is, like, the main character and their love interests. So, like, in Roswell, Liz, the main character, and then Max, the, like, love interest alien dude, like, their dynamic is so similar because Max is very broody and has a sense of responsibility to who even knows what. And then is also kind of robotic, and he's like, I'm otherworldly, I don't belong. And then she's like, hello, sir, I am interested. And he's like, I can't, but I want to, but I can't stay away. And it's like the whole dynamic is so similar, and they're so monotone together.
Yeah.
And it's just a lot of intense staring.
Yeah.
So much.
It's like reading a Dilbert comic. No, what's really funny about, because the main character is played by Sherry Appleby, what's funny about that is she strikes me as what was described, Bella Swan. Bella Swan was described as in the books. She was described as, like, plain Jane, very, like, humdrum and blah, blah, blah. I'm like, honestly, that's exactly how Sherry Appleby looks.
Yes, very plain.
Because, you know, Bella in the movies, we're all like, she's really pretty, and they're supposed to be like, oh, she's very plain Jane and blah, 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 uninteresting. I'm like, that's uninteresting.
Yeah, yeah. Because she looks like a real person. And she also does, like, she's one of the people in there where it's like, I can look at you and, like, believe that you're a high schooler.
Yeah.
Like, it's still a little like, okay, but you still look a little more mature than most high schoolers. But it's like, okay, I can sort of believe it because there's, like, a certain youth to her face.
Yeah.
But, like, the dudes, though, I'm like, nah, you're not in high school.
Well, the funniest part about that is I'm like, because it's in the late 90s, I'm almost willing to suspend a certain level of disbelief just because all teenagers at that point were trying to dress, like, older and shit.
That's
I mean,
true.
Like, teenagers now still do the same thing.
Yeah.
But you can kind of tell
but
that they're,
like,
teenagers.
But what high schooler is as jacked as Max is? Because he was jacked.
See, that's the funnier thing, because I'm like, now I would be like, okay, yeah, I believe that, because now even high schoolers, they're fucking jacked for no reason. Yeah. You're like, why are you so ripped?
Because even the ones who are like really athletic and like work out a lot, they're still usually that very lean kind of muscle, because they're just growing too quickly to like build that much muscle.
Mm.
But like...
Is he jacked? I don't know. I haven't seen him without a shirt other than that.
No, the first episode we watched, remember, he was sleeping at night, shirtless, very dramatic lighting. He thought someone was breaking into his room. It was his other alien friend.
Oh, no, that was the second episode, and he wasn't shirtless. He was wearing a wife beater.
Either way, you could tell he was jacked, though. Like,
me, I'm just saw, like, oh, no, I would have remembered that.
You saw too much of him. Like, he was very jacked.
I really was thinking
he was,
that,
like,
though.
Filled out.
Yeah.
It wasn't just like, oh, he has muscles. It's like, oh, no, he is a, like, yeah, he's jacked.
Yeah. Honestly, at that point, I really was thinking the same thing. I was just like, he's... very filled out. I was thinking to myself, I'm just like, he looks like he's 20-something. I'm just like,
yeah.
Ooh, this looks like a real interesting, like,
yeah,
I don't know. It looks like the start of a sex scene in a movie or something.
Yeah, it really did. And, like, the one of my favorite things, though, about it is, like, the dramatic lighting that they use. And it's just, it's so of that time, but I love it because it's just so over the top all the time. And it does, they do the thing where, like, it's a lot of shadows and then they have, like, this ray of light over the one thing they want you to see.
Yeah.
And so, like, when, like, he thinks I'm sneaking into his room, it's like, his room is totally dark, but then there's this ray of light right over his face, conveniently.
Yeah. It's like, where is that coming from? Because the window's over there.
Yeah, and, like, the moon is not that bright.
Yeah. Well, they're not expecting us to be as well-versed. They're not expecting you to be someone who knows anything about television or the production process.
I feel like that's the assumption with most television movies, though, is the, like, the majority of the audience are going to be people who don't know anything.
Yeah. Well, at least these days, they're a lot better at hiding it.
Yeah.
So, it's not as obvious.
Yeah.
You really have to be very in the know to know, like, oh, that's a weird thing.
Mm-hmm.
Or, oops, look, there's a windsock.
Oh, yeah.
But, yeah, let's get back to the pilot and honestly talk about, like, the initial drama that got us interested, because we watched the pilot together a while ago before we even did all of our Christmas stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
So
it was a while ago, so the recap really helps.
Yeah, because I was just like, wait, what happened other than her getting shot? And I'm not spoiling anything because this show is old.
No, this is also, it's like literally the first 2 minutes of this show. Like,
yeah,
it's not, like, a huge spoiler.
It's the actual inciting incident that gets you into watching the show.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, because they're doing a remake, or reboot, whatever.
Yeah.
On CW called Roswell, New Mexico. And I'm interested to see how that will fare, because they're going to take the same premise, and I think, well, obviously they're going to ramp up the pacing, because, you know, it's the, well, for one, it's the CW, and no one's gonna fucking sit around for anything going slower.
No.
Like, I think their slowest show was their, that show about Mary Queen of Scots' reign. That was probably their slowest show on the CW. Yeah.
Because, I mean, I'm really bad about, like, if it starts getting slow, if I'm not enjoying myself enough. That's why I never finished Riverdale. Because I got bored in this beginning of season two. And I just never went back to it.
I really don't know how anyone could ever be like, oh, the pacing in this is slow. I'm like, if anything, that show is just too fucking bananas. Oh,
yeah, it wasn't even like the pacing was like slow. It was more just like things were happening, but I didn't care about any of the things that were happening. And I'm like, I'm just not interested. And like also like a lot of the characters were pissing me off. And I'm like, okay, whatever.
Ugh. So. Well, maybe we need to watch it together. You'll have
maybe,
to.
Yeah. Like, I think it was also because I was binging it. I'm like, maybe if I pause and go back, I'll be good.
Yeah.
I was just, like, getting sick of it.
Yeah, I mean, I watch it week to week at this point, and I'm like, that's fine and digestible, but, I mean, binging is also kind of...
Yeah.
I don't know. I haven't tried binging it in a while, because I binged the first season after I had watched it when it initially aired. And why am I talking about Riverdale? This has nothing to do...
It happens.
Anyway, like, I'll do a completely different... We'll do a Like, I'm doing a completely different series about Riverdale. We'll talk about that later. But anyway.
This episode of Chad gets another series.
So, with Roswell, like, the inciting incident is them getting shot, of her getting shot, which I think they're carrying over into, they obviously have to carry that over into the remake, because that's so quintessential to the initial plot.
Oh, yeah, yeah, absolutely.
The funny thing is I feel like with the remake, I don't know how interesting they're going to make it, because it's like, at this particular point, I don't find this concept interesting. It's like, aliens are interesting, but they're not doing enough with it to make it interesting.
Right.
So I feel like with the reboot, they're going to have to, like, try super hard. Yeah. Or, because, I mean, we haven't finished Roswell yet, so maybe it gets better, because they got at least three seasons.
Yeah.
So maybe it gets there, or at some point where it gets, like, really interesting, because, you know, obviously aliens have to come in, and also the government. Like, I'm surprised government hasn't come in to play by this point, because we're almost on episode 5, and I'm like, they should have come in by, like, episode 3 or something.
Oh, yeah, totally. Well, like, I think it's interesting. I talked to you a little bit about how the alien powers that they have. So, basically, in the show, like, these aliens are just like people, except they basically have a bunch of extra powers.
Yeah.
But I'm really unclear on, like, where these powers begin and where they end.
They don't specify, like...
And they also don't really go into it. It feels very much like a thing. They just kind of pull it out every now and then.
Yeah.
But it's not really ever part of the plot at all. And I'm like, but you could do so much if you... Because the only time I feel like the powers really came into play was the whole, obviously, like, when she got shot.
Yeah.
And he healed her or whatever.
Yeah, and I feel like their powers are either based in heat or light. I think it's light or something, because I'm like, if it were light, that would make sense, because you could, like...
You can heat things with light.
Exactly, so...
Maybe it's, like, an energy thing.
Maybe, because they keep, like, all of the things that they do seem to center around something like that. Like,
yeah, because they heat things up a lot, but then she, like, turns the radio up, and you're like, but why?
Yeah, so it's very confusing as to what their abilities exactly are, and I'm like, I just need a definitive line of, like, oh, they can do this, they can't do this.
Yeah, like, I need some sort of logic as to, like, what's the reasoning behind their powers?
Yeah. Because what's weird is they're very much human.
Yeah.
And I think in the description of the show, they say that they're half human or something like that, which doesn't particularly make sense, because you're just like, what? How? What? How do we get there? Which
very
may
unclear.
Be, which may be part of the mystery, but again, at this point, I don't even know that's part of the mystery. I only know that because I've read the description.
Yeah.
And I was very confused.
Yeah.
So it's, that's the thing with the show is there's a lot left unsaid, a lot of questions, a lot of queries. It's very different from, like, Buffy, which came out around, I wouldn't say at the same time, but around the same time that this show came around.
Yeah, yeah.
I think they came around around the same time. And, like, I feel like with Buffy, everything is very, like, especially with them being, like, in similar genres, it's very, like, straightforward with, like, this is what's happening, this is what can and can't be done, and this, and, like, they give you very clear and definitive parameters.
Yeah.
But within Roswell, there aren't...
Yeah, it's really unclear. And I think that's part of it, because kind of like you were saying, they focus a lot on the whole, like, romantic subplot right now. And, I mean, we have only seen 4 episodes. And like we said, there are 3 seasons, so there's definitely room to expand.
Yeah, but even by the standards of, like, a teen drama, this is focusing way too much the actual teen drama. I'm like, geez.
It's like the structure and pacing of it isn't quite lined up.
Yeah, exactly. That's really what it is. But anyway, I guess we can... Let's break down into how we have defined all of the characters as Twilight characters. So we know the main two are definitely
Bella
Edward and
Bella.
Edward.
Yeah.
Very straightforward.
Obviously.
Because the main dude literally is, like, straight
He's Edward. Straight up Edward, yeah.
Yeah.
He just, like, wants to kill her less than Edward did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So instead of her being killed, it's really more like, I don't want your life to be ruined because I'm an alien.
Yeah. Again, it's like a some sort of weird responsibility, but, like, to who exactly?
Exactly. It's like, who exactly is responsible for whom in this scenario?
Like, who's your leader that won't let you do these things?
No one. And that's the funnier thing, is there's just three of them, and they're, like, well, they're teenagers. They have no idea what alien race they are, and they know they have abilities and stuff, which I guess in and of itself is interesting, but yeah. If we got...
They aren't really going into it at all.
Yeah, we spend too much time on her side of the perspective versus his side.
We get a lot of the human side, but, like, we've been there. We get the whole human thing. Give me the alien drama.
And I feel like they try and do that when they show us scenes where the aliens are talking to one another and, like, being like, oh, we need to be precautious and blah, blah, blah. But I'm like, eh. I'm still not getting what I want out of it.
Well, even then, it's like, even when the aliens are talking to each other, it's still like they're talking about humans. So it's sort of like the reverse of the whole trope Bechdel test. Where it's like, it's a movie, and like, oh, there are female characters that talk to each other, but they only talk to each other about men.
Yeah.
It's like that, but with aliens instead of women.
Yeah, this show doesn't pass the alien Bechdel test.
Yeah. I need aliens to talk to each other just about aliens and not about people. Thanks. Yes.
Yeah. Only tell me about alien supermarkets. I don't care about humans.
That's now how I'm going to rate movies from now on. Does it pass the alien Bechdel test? Does it have aliens talking to each other about aliens?
About other alien things. So, out of the aliens, definitely the other dude. Like, we were trying to figure out who he was, and I...
Frosted Tips?
Yeah. Well, yeah. We call him Frosted Tips, but I think his name is Michael.
I'm pretty sure it is, yeah.
And I think he's Jasper. Like,
out of
all of them, he has to be Jasper.
I agree.
I don't think there's an Emmett in this world, or at least not yet.
I don't think there is, no.
Maybe later on, Emmett will show up. Who knows? The sister is definitely Rosalie.
Yes.
Is
Katherine Heigl's character.
Yeah, Katherine Heigl, who I don't even know her character's name. I just address her as Katherine Heigl. Because at this point, we all know her, and the funny thing is I'm like, I always forget that she was in stuff before Grey's Anatomy, but Grey's Anatomy was her big thing.
Yeah.
Even though she was in that other Disney movie.
I think of her, when I think of her, I think of 10 Things I Hate About You.
Is she in 10 Things I Hate About
You? Or am I getting her confused with that other person? I might be going crazy.
With Julia Stiles?
It might be.
I'm like completely Blonde different people. Person.
You know me.
Completely.
Well, I recently have come to the realization that I just don't know what John Stamos looks like. Because there was one particular time I was watching a movie with a friend, and like he came on screen, and I'm like looking at him for a while, I'm like, who is that guy? And they were like, John Stamos! And I'm just like, okay, I thought he might be, but I wasn't sure. Because I'm really bad at, like, names and faces. And then I was re-watching a show that I've already seen a few days ago. And after the credits rolled, after I'd seen this episode for the second time, I realized that he was a guest star in it. And a character that wasn't just, like, oh, a side character you saw for, like, a second. Like, he was in a good 20 minutes of the show. And I did not realize it was him until his name was in the credits, and I'm like, which one was he? And I looked it up, and I'm like, oh my god, I just don't know what John Stamos looks like.
Apparently.
But I grew up watching Full House, so I don't really know.
That's even weirder. How do you not know what he looks like?
I think my biggest issue is I know what he looks like in the Full House days. I don't know what he looks like anymore.
Exactly the same, except the hair is a little different.
Yeah, I mean, that'll throw me off.
He doesn't have a mullet. That's basically all it is. They just cut the back portion.
Yeah. Well, now we start, I think of the mullet. Anyways, yeah, I just don't know what people look like.
I was going to say, I'm like, his face didn't change.
I'm really, yeah.
Okay.
That's who I am anyways. Well,
on this episode of Katherine Doesn't Know Faces or Names.
I don't know people.
Katherine is blind.
Well, we had a whole conversation, right, about how I'm going to start a blog about, like, why you shouldn't talk to me, and one of the reasons is because I will not remember who you are.
Yeah.
Like, I won't remember your name or what you look like.
you'll have to come up with, like, an actual presented presentation of, like, these are times that we met. Here are photos. And it's just, like, you shaking their hand, going, oh, hi! Mm-hmm. Like when politicians kiss babies or whatever. Mm-hmm. That'll be funny. That'd be funny to follow. But anyway, yeah, so Katherine Heigl is Rosalie. Off yep. topic, but on brand. Am I right, ladies? So, Katherine Heigl is definitely Rosalie. Yeah, she has the same level of, like, hostility and pent-up yeah. anger.
Yeah, and she also is, like, the, like, I'm, like, low-key popular and bitchy, but it's because I have shit going on, so yeah. I just push others away thing going on.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Like, I like her friends were like, image is the most important thing. You know that. And then she was just like, whatever.
Yeah.
Just like, chill out.
Yeah. I love
her words verbatim. Like, chill out.
That's the reaction I want every time you watch those movies where people are like, but image. And it's like, and?
Or the person just goes, chill out.
Yeah. So good.
So we've come to the conclusion that all of the aliens are definitely the Cullens, because, you know, there's always that whole outsiders, like, outsiders hiding amongst everyone thing, and that's their yeah. whole deal.
But Michael lives in a trailer park, and the others have a happy family.
Yeah, they have a normal suburban family, while Michael lives in a trailer park with a foster parent.
Yeah.
Because his life is tragic for some reason.
And when Liz, I think it was Liz who had asked, like, how did you end up here while the others, I'm just like, yes, asking the question we all want to know.
And then he was just like, it's complicated. I'm just like, now would be the perfect time to explain this.
Oh my God, honestly.
Like, we're literally, like, the whole episode was about his whole family, like, their family lives and shit yeah. like that. And I'm like, this would be the perfect time to explain that, yeah. sir.
And then they're just like, nah. We'll let like, him suffer.
Yeah. I'm like, why did you save this? I learned nothing from that episode. I can tell you almost nothing that happens in episodes 2 through 4. Because I'm like, I don't know what happens other than her grandma dies. Because oh that just happened in the 4th episode.
Oh my God.
And this is the only thing I remember.
Yeah, basically. That whole thing when her grandma died was so odd. I'm still trying to understand exactly what happened. Because I don't know.
It was just so funny because, like, when she asked them, she was like, you saved me. You have to, like, can you help? And that's the thing. And I like the fact that she was, what's the word I'm looking for? Hesitant. She was hesitant yeah. about asking him yeah. for his help. She was just like, I don't want to ask you for this, but can you
help also me? My grandmother's dying.
Yeah. So I like the fact that she was hesitant about asking.
Yeah, no, I agree.
But sans that, what was stupid was the fact that when she asked, he was like, yeah, I saved you because you were shot. You weren't supposed to die.
Yeah.
This is natural causes. I'm just like, yeah, those are laws that apply to, like, angels.
Yeah.
Like, if he were an angel, that would make sense.
Yeah, exactly. What is his responsibility that he has?
Exactly. It's like, you're an alien. You can do whatever
you want. The alien police will come get him and be like, you can't do that.
But wouldn't he be happy? Because then, for one, he would know what alien he is. Also, be taken back to space. He'd be like, oh, that whole hostility about being, like, caught. I can totally get rid of that now.
Oh, my God. Instead, he was caught by the alien
police. Yeah, and just goes to jail. It's
no,
like,
but
you know
I like the
way
part
better.
Where he's like, I'm not God.
Yeah, he's just like, I'm not God. He's just like, no one said you were.
But then he came and tried to help her anyways.
Yes.
And he's so, like, and he, like, couldn't do it. There was this whole
he couldn't
weird,
get it up.
Flashy thing, basically. And then, like, suddenly her grandmother just appears behind her. It's like, and, like, her grandmother is clearly, like, about to die. It's like, is this the ghost of her grandmother? Is this related to something he did? Like, did he make this happen? Like, how is she literally standing here talking to her right now and he's also seeing her? So it's not even like it's in her head thing.
Yeah. Like what was weird was she walked over and talked to her grandmother, Bella, now, like, I'm just calling her Bella, because that's who she is in my mind.
Yeah.
So she went over and talked to her fucking grandmother who was dying. And the weird thing is I'm like, are you the only one who can see her? Can he also see her?
Yeah,
because
he
doesn't acknowledge.
Well, he was staring at her, though, and I feel like if he couldn't see her, he would have been like, Who are you talking to?
Who the fuck are you talking to?
Right, like, it seemed like he could also see her, he just wasn't engaging, because, like, I mean, why would he? Because he doesn't know her grandmother.
I don't know, it was just a very odd scene in general.
Do you remember when she was like, oh, I really want you to meet my grandmother, and then he did, but she was dead!
You know what? She did live up to her promise of getting him to meet her grandmother.
She did.
She got her grandmother's opinion. She was just like, oh, is that the boy you were talking about? Okay. That's what I love. All right. That's what I loved about the grandma, because the grandma showed up and she was just like, for one, this is, all right, episode 4 was actually pretty funny.
Yeah.
Just because, like, the grandma shows up and then, you know, Bella's all, like, super excited because I guess she loves her grandma. And, like, her mom shows up and they see her mom and the mom is clearly not, you know, the child of whoever the grandmother is. But what's funny is the mom looks like a fucking indentured servant. Oh my God, and I turned to you, I was just like, why does she look like that?
No, and I remember one point they're like, oh, do you want to come up with us? And she was like, oh, I mean, like, I don't know if that's okay. And it was very much a, like, I'm being asked to come upstairs with my daughter.
Yeah, she was acting like a fucking house elf. Like,
yeah.
Master is Aphrodite a sock.
Yeah. It was so weird. And then she didn't go up anyway.
Yeah,
so.
She was just like, no, I'll let you guys.
Yeah, and do then whatever. They're like, we're gonna talk about boys. She's like, oh, she doesn't talk about those things. And then it cuts to her immediately talking about those things to her grandmother.
Yeah, she's just like, just because I don't want to talk about those things with you doesn't mean I don't want to talk about those things. And then, but I would love if that was a scenario that were done today. But like, a modern teenager, but with a really ridiculous aunt.
Oh, yeah.
Or not aunt, like a grandmother who, or grandma, as they're called these days, because they're like young grandmothers.
Oh, wonderful.
And she's just like, oh yeah, I'm just like thoughtin' around, just thoughtin' and boppin'.
Reboots, take note.
Yeah, it's just like, yeah, I love doing that. And then the grandma's just like, oh yeah, I used to twerk it on the pole. I used to be a hoe. Pulls out a photo book of like all the dicks that she saw.
Wonderful. She just has a photo book.
Yeah, she's like, yeah, keep it with me everywhere I go.
She did with Polaroids, because, you know.
Yeah, she also keeps the Polaroid with her. She's got to keep it up to date.
Oh, yeah, obviously.
Yeah. Like the
can't old, miss one.
The, like, the most recent photo in that book was from last Tuesday. She's, hey, just because she's older does not mean she ain't getting it. Old people have sex. I'm sorry to inform everyone, but old people have sex. It probably sounds like mayo in a tube jar.
I'm so upset that you just said that.
Hey, have you ever looked up Lemon Party? Jesus. The things that you accidentally do in high school just because people are like, you ever done this? It's the worst.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. But I have regrets.
We'll talk about childhood trauma later.
For now, it's Roswell.
For now, it's Roswell. Speaking of childhood drama. Yeah, and then her grandma died. And then she was all sad. And then he takes her home. And then she's all, like, hugging him and shit. And I'm just like, just fuck. Just fucking
fuck. Well, also, because the way he hugged her, he had, like, hand on the neck. I'm like, that is either, like, that's like a possessive hug. Like, that is like a, I'm holding you by the neck.
You're mine.
Yeah.
You're mine, Bella Swan.
Like, you don't platonically hug people and, like, grab their neck.
I love the way you say platonic. It's so funny. Platonic.
I also don't know words. I don't know many things.
No, it's just funny because every time you say it, you say platonic, and it sounds like you're trying to say platonic and plate tectonics
together. Yeah, I get that a lot. I think probably from you. I feel like you've definitely brought this up before.
True.
Probably.
I've always remembered that from elementary school, plate tectonics, because I always thought it was fucking funny. Because it's a funny term. It's like, because of plate tectonics, that's where earthquakes come from. I'm like, that's a dumb term for it. just call it, like, earth humping or something.
Earth humping?
I mean, that's basically what it is. It's just the earth, like, bumping up.
Earth musical chairs.
It's the earth taking, it's basically earth frottage, which is the earth taking its the corner of whatever it can find and then rubbing its pelvis against it.
I'm so upset. I haven't heard that word in a long time.
What, fraudage?
I'm upset. Anyways.
I just love teaching words. I am now a school teacher. Wouldn't it be funny if I were a school teacher? Would you guys like to hear about plate tectonics, otherwise known as earth fraudage?
Today's lecture is on plate tectonics and fraudage. Buckle in, kids. It's gonna be a long one.
I love it. But, you know, well, I don't know. Her and this dude, because we were talking about this. We were, like, talking about the main character. We're like, is he even really that attractive? Because that was my whole thing with Twilight, too, is I'm like, what's his face? Who plays Edward? I can't remember his name. Robert Pattinson.
I knew that one.
I'm off and on whether or not I think he's attractive.
He's one of those, it's purely how you frame him.
Yeah.
Like,
sometimes
in Twilight,
he looks like a foot. Mm,
he's looking rough in Twilight.
Yeah.
But, like, sometimes he can look really good.
Yeah. It's very hard to gauge. Yeah. And it's like with the main character of this show. Well, he's attractive, and I won't say that he's not attractive.
Yeah.
But
he's like, if you saw him, like, on the street, you'd be like, that dude's hot.
Yeah.
But
as a main love interest.
Yeah, as a main love interest, like, there's room for improvement.
I guess by today's standards. Our standards today. But by the standards of the 90s,
yeah,
I think it's fine.
Yeah.
Because, honestly.
I agree. I mean, also, if you look at, like, some of the other guys in the show, too, it's, like, there's not, it's not like, oh, there's, like, some other random minor character who's, like, 5 times more attractive. It's like, no, they're all, like, either roughly the same or...
I mean, the guy who she was fucking with before, well...
Kyle?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who's basically Jacob. He's yeah. Jacob, and his dad, the sheriff, is fucking what's-his-face, the Native American
Jacob's
dad.
Jacob's dad?
Yeah, Jacob's dad, who's in the wheelchair.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't remember his name. I always thought that was funny, he was in a wheelchair. Also, that just made me think about something. Well, I mean, it's not like you can't drive if you're in a wheelchair, but it made me think about that scene in Twilight where, like, Edward and Jacob's dad, like, pass each other in the cars or whatever. And
yes.
They, like, look at each other. And I'm just like, I never thought about that. I was just like, how the fuck was his dad driving? He's fucking paralyzed from the waist down.
Maybe it's, like, a special car with, like, hand controls.
Okay.
I don't know how that works.
I'm likely to believe that.
But I'm sure that exists.
But at the same time, they lived on a Native American reserve, and from what I know about Native American reserves, they're treated very poorly and don't have a lot. So,
yeah.
I
mean, Twilight is very realistic when it comes to the politics behind how Native Americans are treated, so...
It's true.
AKA the Native Americans who are werewolves.
I mean, you have points. Points were made.
Can someone please tweet at Stephanie Meyer and be like, what is your opinion on how Native Americans are treated in this country?
she shouts Book of Mormon and runs away. I would love that. That would be really funny. But anyway, moving back to Roswell.
As we keep doing.
Yeah.
Constantly getting sidetracked to Twilight.
I mean, we've already jumped all the way to episode 4, and, like, in between episodes 1 and 4,
there's not much to discuss.
Yeah. The only other thing is, like, the growing friendship with, oh, wait, you have notes, right?
Czechoslovakian.
Oh, I forgot.
This whole thing started in episode 2, where, like, in order to be sneaky, instead of saying alien, they would say Czechoslovakian. So her best friend's like, how do we know they're good Czechoslovakians or bad Czechoslovakians, or if they even have their passports?
And I'm like, what does exactly mean?
And
what does that mean?
Even in her whole, like, voiceover in her head, she was still referring to them as Czechoslovakians.
Okay, I want to come back to that, but you mentioned the voiceovers, and that made...
Yeah.
And the voiceovers remind me of the Vampire Diaries. Like, the very beginning of the Vampire Diaries, where she does, like, these voiceovers and whatnot. But they're not profound or anything. They're just bullshit. It's just random teenage girl writing in a diary bullshit, and I'm just like, I could do without them.
Yeah, yeah.
Absolutely. Because there's, like... no substance to anything that she's saying. Mm-hmm. She's just talking, basically. It's just like, and now you've watched an episode. See you next week. She might as well just say that.
Yeah, really. Like, other things I have. Okay, so a specific voiceover that she said, and also in the very beginning of the second episode, was in her voiceover, she's like, what did he mean by I'll see you at school tomorrow? Did he mean he can't breathe until he sees me again?
Because that's exactly what you want.
And I'm like, and this is exactly why this is basically the original Twilight. Because of lines like that.
Yeah, I think that they think that girls really want that kind of thing. Like, oh my god, he's gonna, like, I really want him to just show up at my house and just play, like, I can't live if living is without you.
Oh my god, that's how, like, that's how, what are they called? Oh gosh. Restraining orders. That's how restraining orders are filed.
Exactly. That's exactly how restraining orders come about.
But I have a bunch of quotes from you.
Oh, goodness.
Specifically, and that is 1959, the year I was triggered.
Yeah, that's true. He said, like, they were in, like, some alien, what was it, a museum or something?
Yeah, yeah.
And, like, the dude shouted, what about 1959? And then the tour guide
is just like, who said that?
You would think he was Taylor Swift and someone said 1989 or something.
Oh my god.
And she just pulls out a guitar and is like, what?
I also have bad porn dialogue, which you said.
That was like specific. Was that episode 4 or 3? It was like one episode in particular.
I think it was 3.
It had really, really bad porn dialogue. Yeah. It sounded like if you were to just change all of the scenarios to like they had sex at the end of the scene. That's what it was.
Yeah. Like, if you made a That's What She Said joke right after most of the things they said, it would make sense.
Yeah. Which, honestly, why haven't we turned this show into just a drinking game at this point?
Yeah, I mean, honestly. Well, next episode.
Next set of episodes we watch. Yeah. And then we'll just record this super hammer.
Yes. Another quote from you. Do it! Have sex with him!
What was that in response to?
I don't remember.
I mean, that sounds like something I would say. Like, I think I know what it was. It was, I forget what his name is. Edward. I'm gonna just call him Edward. Yeah. And, like, the guy at the alien museum. Because it seems like the guy at the alien museum was trying to come on to him or something.
Yeah, he was super.
And I was just like, are they gonna fuck? They should fuck.
Ah, yes. That is what you were yelling.
I mean, he's an alien, so technically, technically our rules don't apply.
Yeah,
like,
it's true.
You have to suspend those kinds of rules with other species, and he's not an animal, so it's not bestiality. There are no rules. Who knows what's going on?
Thank you for coming to Chad's TED Talk.
My TED Talk on, can you fuck an alien? ?
My last quote from you is, did you get a Pepsi, you gross bitch?
She went to the fucking, she was in the hospital with the damn machine or whatever, and I swear a fucking Pepsi popped out, and I'm like,
I'm pretty sure it was a Pepsi.
Pepsi is not great.
Also confirmed in Roswell, Taco Bell is canon.
Yes. So, they didn't show the whole sign, it just said Bell.
Yeah, and there's not a ton of brands in it. There was the Yahoo sticker, and then a Taco Bell in the background, and I'm like, I'm so glad that in this alien world, Taco Bell is still there.
That Yahoo sticker was there for a minute.
Oh yeah, it was. That was, like, and it was like the locker that like was the focus of what was happening. So
dead center in the middle of the scene.
The Taco Bell was just like low key in the background. Taco Bell didn't pay as much as Yahoo did.
Yeah. So back then they were really trying to plug Yahoo.
Apparently.
Yahoo.
R.I.P. Yahoo.
I totally forgot about that. I forgot about Lily. Like, I mean, I grew up in that time period, so I remember. Shit, I fucking remember when SpongeBob premiered. That's how old I am.
Wow.
But, I was that cognitive of a person. But I remember, like, the Yahoo commercials used to have, like, for one, they used to play off the Yahoo drinks. Mm-hmm. And then they would have the commercials where it was like, Yahoo! That shit.
Yeah.
And I totally forgot about that. Until this particular moment in time. I think it was because I haven't seen, well, for one, I never
really. Well, you were going Yahoo while we were watching it, so.
It's true. It's because it fucking triggered me. Like, remembered. You know, back in 1959. the urine was triggered.
Who said that?
It was so funny. Who said that? Who said that?
Oh my god, that's his safe word.
He acted like he was gonna interrogate the entire crowd.
Oh my god.
Who said that? Yeah.
Just next time I'm on a tour, I'm just gonna start yelling at random years. Like, what about 1965?
They're like, what are you talking about? It's like, that's not what happened.
I need to know.
Just start shouting random facts.
Yeah.
That aren't even real.
Yes.
Just gossip.
Yeah, facts I made up. Or they're all from the facts I just made up blog.
Love it.
My favorite thing is people complaining about that blog and be like, this isn't true because blah, blah, blah. And this person be like, no, I would never post a fake fact on facts I just made up. I would never.
I would never do that. I should start a whole blog about, like, it'll be, like, about Roswell, but it'll be my interpretation of the synopsis of Roswell from what I've watched.
There you go.
And it'll just be, most of the episodes will be, like, maybe two sentences.
And then I'll have a sister blog where I'm pulling together all the parallels between Roswell and Twilight, because I said I was going to do that. Because yeah. That's what you do when you aren't in school and don't write papers anymore, is you start blogs.
Exactly. You're like, I want to do that. Or, like I said, you start a Twitter thread.
Exactly. I need to use Twitter more. I guess now I have a reason to go discuss Roswell conspiracy theories.
No, that'll just be your whole Twitter is just conspiracy theories of shows. Yeah. Loves it.
I'm going to put a tweet out about Roswell right now.
Right
as
now.
As we speak.
But yeah, I mean, that's fun. Like, we're going to continue watching Roswell. We're just at the cusp of this journey, so please do embark with us on our adventure down into Roswell, here on The Roswell
Files. That's a song I just made up.
See, I was just thinking of putting in Law and Order and going, dun, dun.
Dun, dun. Well, that's kind of where I started, and then I'm like, do I want to go that direction? So then I just started singing more notes, and I got to the point where I'm like, I'm not even singing a melody, I'm just kind of making noises, whatever felt right at the moment.
And now I'm just like, should I cut this out? Do I cut this out? Do I leave it?
I'll find out.
We'll find out next week. Find out next week on The Roswell Files. Bye, guys.
Bye.
Thanks for coming.